Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerome Walton. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lloyd McClendon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kurt Wilkerson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Doug D'Acenzo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Girardi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Bielecki. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Bielecki. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting second. The second baseman, Mariano Duncan. Batting third. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Browning. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Browning. And now, play ball. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Walton hits a fly ball towards right. O'Neill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on O'Neill. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McClendon hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. McClendon scoops it up and throws to first, with Bielecki covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Hatcher moves to second. Ken Griffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Griffey takes first base on ball four. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug D'Acenzo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. D'Acenzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Girardi hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bielecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bielecki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Browning is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Browning strikes out. One out. Chris Sabo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sabo is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerome Walton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into left field. D'Acenzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin moves to second. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd McClendon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McClendon is 0 for 1 in the game. McClendon takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilkerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug D'Acenzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Acenzo is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Acenzo hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Griffey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Griffey hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. D'Acenzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Browning is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Browning is 0 for 1 in the game. Browning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Girardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Girardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bielecki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bielecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Bielecki takes first base on ball 4. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sandberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wilkerson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards first. McClendon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bielecki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunston is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunston hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Dunston moves to third. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McClendon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McClendon hits a line drive towards third. Sabo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilkerson is walked intentionally. Doug D'Acenzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Acenzo is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Acenzo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Griffey. D'Acenzo reaches second base with a double. Dunston scores. Dawson scores. Wilkerson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Girardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Girardi hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bielecki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bielecki is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bielecki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. D'Acenzo scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Tim Lehana now pitching. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walton is 0 for 3 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Benzinger hits a fly ball into left field. D'Acenzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. D'Acenzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McClendon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. 1 out. Shawn Dunston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dunston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Dunston. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Dunston steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lehana fields it and throws to first for the out. Dunston moves to third. Two outs. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McClendon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McClendon hits a line drive towards short. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Griffey hits a pop-up into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a pop-up towards third. Wilkerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Morris pinch hits for Tim Lehana. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sabo is 0 for 3 in the game. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm Charlton now pitching. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilkerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilkerson strikes out. 1 out. Doug D'Acenzo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. D'Acenzo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. D'Acenzo strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Girardi is 0 for 3 in the game. Girardi hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 0 for 3 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Mitch Williams now pitching. Domingo Ramos now playing third base. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benzinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Duncan moves to third. Two outs. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Neill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.